USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Miami, Florida, President Trump places more pressure on embattled President of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro. Regarding Venezuela, former State Department official Christian Whiten on if troops will be needed in Venezuela.
I don't think it'll come down to the need for the U.S. to go in. To the extent Maduro conducts extremely, does very bad things or threatens our national security, it remains an option. I think it's good the president hasn't taken it off the table.
California and a dozen other states are filing a lawsuit challenging President Trump's national emergency declaration. That's at least according to California Attorney General Javier Becerra. Regarding when we can expect these legal challenges to all play out, USA Radio Network's legal analyst Frederick Penny believes,
well, it depends upon the Supreme Court and how quickly they want to take this up. But if it goes through the normal process, it could be all the way to 2020, the election.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Trump tweets that a fired FBI official and current justice official may be guilty of treason. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The president's accusing former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe and current Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein of illegal and treasonous acts. That after a 60 Minutes interview in which McCabe said that Rosenstein did offer to wear a wire to record President Trump as they were considering invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office.
The Deputy Attorney General offered to wear a wire into the White House.
Rosenstein's denied that. Trump says McCabe was fired for lying and that it looks like he and Rosenstein were planning an illegal act. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Washington State is still dealing with the outbreak of measles in an area where there's a high number of unvaccinated children. Clark County, Washington has more than 60 confirmed cases of measles since New Year's Day. Most are affecting children younger than 10. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Having your student loans deducted from your paychecks each month could become a reality if a new proposal from Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee becomes law. Kristen Tate writes about taxes and government waste for The Hill. She's also the author of a book titled How Do I Tax Thee? She tells Fox Business that the student loan problem is growing and growing out of control.
This doesn't surprise me at all. Total student loan debt in this country is now more than $1.5 trillion, and this is largely the result of federal loans. Today, the feds subsidize over 70% of all student aid. Most students can qualify for as much federal aid as they need for tuition, regardless of the price tag or the earning potential of the degree that they're seeking. So colleges can continue to increase their tuition with impunity because they know that no matter what they charge, students will be able to finance it with government money. Right. And as a result of that, we've seen a 129% increase in tuition from 1988 to today.
Yes.
So, you know, these students come out of school with tens of thousands of dollars in debt, and not only can they not afford to buy houses, many can't even afford rent. We've seen a record number of millennials living with their parents.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1988 when Anthony Kennedy was sworn in as Associate Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.